Welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? Psalms 139:7. Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities. This episode is entitled, Time Well Spent.
As I walk through the produce aisle at the grocery store, I'm aware that someone is watching me. From the corner of my eye, I see her. She opens produce bags, does not fill them, and moves closer to me. "Excuse me," I say, "do you need help?" Without hesitation, she walks towards me. "I need your help. My daughter is writing a book. She's in the hospital, and she will never leave. This is a project that... Well, can you help her?" 6 days later, after research, permits, I find myself walking the halls of a familiar hospital, a place I rarely visit, the Case Study Tower. The daughter is Ruth, 19. She has a rare genetic illness, aggressively compromising her immune system. I see arrows pointing towards Suite 401, isolation. Ruth and I will speak through a thick pane of glass. During our first visit, we laugh about her initial adventures in the case study. Somewhere inside her, the treatment has not eradicated a precious item, joy. The topic of her book surfaces. She holds up a large sketchbook. The drawings are beautiful. She is illustrating a book for her younger sister, Isabel. Both were adopted into their current family. Ruth remembers when, as young girls, they were dedicated in church as the greatest blessing God has bestowed this family. That was when the two sisters knew they were home. Memories presented in sketches, scratchboard images with off-place soft edges, the lives of two blessed little girls. The pictures are almost complete. Words are missing. She needs words. A tradition begins. For the next weeks, I visit Ruth, listen, take notes of her words, view sketches. Ruth decides which of her quotes best describe each sketch. Every time begins and ends with prayer. Both of us holding up our hands to the cold glass between us, inviting the warmth of the Holy Spirit to inspire. On week 6, I find final sketches are done and lined up on the glass for me to look at. These sketches show when Ruth was diagnosed and outlines every day Isabel visits. It shows how Ruth is missing her and is proud of her sister, praying for her. I notice the detail on a sleepover sketch. Details that outline blankets and Isabel holding a teddy bear. The sisters slept in gurneys, with the thick pane of glass between them, as close as they could ever be. Ruth watches me, holding a pen. I shake my head no, and tears flood my eyes. Sometimes it is necessary to put the pen down and let the heart speak. Soon the book's cover page is done, and a sealed letter for Isabel is placed on the last page. Ruth smiles and tells me, "Every day you visit, I pray. Heavenly Father, when you close the day, may all we have done please you, and you say, time well spent." That night, at 2 a.m., my phone rings. I know who it is. I know what has happened. The book is done. I pick up the phone. "Hello? Hi, it's Frank. It's Ruth's father. I just wanted to call you and let you know." And I hear the poise in his voice, as if he has to be strong for me. Months later, I sit in my office preparing lectures for the upcoming term. I hear a soft knock on the door and a voice. "Hello, Dr. Rodriguez?" I look up and see a young lady standing at my door. "You may not remember me. We met briefly, but maybe you don't remember me." I stop breathing. "I remember you, Isabel." As we sit in the cafeteria, she offers grace over the meal. "Heavenly Father, when you close the day, May all we have done please you, that you may say, time well spent. As we share stories, glimpses of Ruth teaching her little sister the prayer crosses my mind. Heavenly Father, it was an honest, good book from a faithful daughter of yours. After lunch, I sit in my office, silent, quiet, pensive, tearful. Ruth, her book, her life, all around, time well spent.
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our other podcasts by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org.